From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The White House is sharply criticizing the unauthorized release of more than 91,000 classified documents concerning the U.S. military effort in Afghanistan. The documents, posted by the group WikiLeaks.org, disclose that the Taliban appears to have used heat-seeking missiles to down U.S. helicopters, and they indicate that Pakistan's intelligence agency appears to be helping the Afghan insurgency. NPR's Tom Gelton joins us now. Tom, what can you tell us about this mountain of documents?
It is a mountain, but the truth is they're a small fraction of the reports U.S. commanders received over that 5 or 6 year period covered by those documents. Also, these are low-level reports. They are not top-secret reports. Still, these documents reveal the frustrating challenges faced by American forces in Afghanistan, especially in dealing with the Pakistani government. There are many reports in here of collaboration between the Pakistani government intelligence service and the Taliban insurgency, to the point that Pakistani intelligence officers are portrayed as giving guidance to would-be suicide bombers.
Thanks, Tom. NPR's Tom Gelton reporting from Washington. A former prison commander who was a senior leader of the Khmer Rouge has been sentenced to 35 years behind bars. NPR's Jackie Northam reports he was found guilty of war crimes and crimes against humanity during the Khmer Rouge's reign of terror in the early 1970s.
Kangek Yao, who goes by the single name Doik, showed no emotion as the judge handed down his sentence. Doik was the commander of the infamous Tuol Sleng prison here in Phnom Penh, where he oversaw the torture and murder of some 16,000 Cambodians, including children, who were suspected of being against the Khmer Rouge regime. Many Cambodians at the courthouse said they were angry Doik most likely wouldn't serve the full 35-year sentence. Between mitigating circumstances and time served, it's likely he'll only spend 19 years behind bars. Thierry Singh, whose mother and father were killed by the Khmer Rouge, says she's sorely disappointed in the ruling.
It's not conceivable that he could walk the street, even for 1 minute, as a free man. Anything less than 35 years is unacceptable.
Prosecutors have 90 days to file an appeal against today's verdict. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Phnom Penh.
BP's board of directors meets this evening to consider the possible ouster of chief executive Tony Hayward. New Orleans Mayor Mitch Landrieu says attitude is more important than the specific executive in charge.
We welcome a positive attitude and a constructive attitude from BP, and we hope in the future that we'll get it.
Coast Guard Admiral Paul Zunkoft says skimming vessels will be back in the Gulf in full force today.
Since there has not been any new oil released, what oil does exist, we want to be able to map that and put every resource available on it. And the good news is, I've got a lot of resources.
BP says drilling of a relief well will resume in a few days. This is NPR News. President Obama hosts an outdoor celebration at the White House tonight. NPR's Scott Horsley says the event marks the 20th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Lawmakers, cabinet members, and people living with disabilities will join President Obama in commemorating the ADA, which was signed into law 2 decades ago by the first President Bush. Mr. Obama will be introduced by actor Robert David Hall. The CSI star lost both his legs in an automobile accident. He gets around with the help of prostheses. The ADA was intended to provide the disabled with wide-ranging protections against discrimination in the workplace, transportation, and public buildings. Attorney General Eric Holder said last week it's time to renew the country's commitment to those protections. He acknowledged the Justice Department itself has fallen short in providing job opportunities for qualified disabled workers. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
At least 7 people are dead in Baghdad and more than a dozen others are injured in a suicide bombing there. A minibus that was loaded with explosives managed to make it through a security gate to the front of a popular Arabic language satellite news channel. The bomber detonated a blast in front of the building. Days of brutal heat have been broken by storms in the Northeast that left hundreds of thousands of people without power from New York and New Jersey to the nation's capital. The woman in Maryland died when a tree fell on her vehicle, and officials say a sailor is missing on Long Island Sound after falling overboard from a ship there. The storms knocked down dozens of trees. Transportation officials say numerous traffic signals are out through the region. The National Weather Service says a strong cold front coming in after days of oppressive heat brewed up the storms. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.